Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But on the same topic of mental health, it's time to spend some time talking about managing your stress and mental health as we deal with the coronavirus.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Bright joins us. He's with the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona, and deals with issues surrounding mental health and how patients deal with it every single day. And Dr. Bright, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. And I guess the obvious question is just what are people who don't normally think too much about their own mental health, what are they dealing with right now that they may not even know is going on with them?
What a well-asked question. This is so novel and new in our lifetimes and is so overwhelming in some ways because of the lack of certainty of what's ahead. And that can be really distressful for people. So I think it's really important, I like the way you put that, to check in with ourselves. And for some folks, you know, they've struggled with depression and anxiety for a long time. They know what that feels like and they know what they're looking for. But some people have never had this before. And it's novel and it's new and it's different. So to notice perhaps that you're holding yourself differently and you're tight in your chest, or that you're having trouble sleeping, or you're having nightmares or tossing and turning, that your appetite is off, that you're pulling away from your friends and your family and not getting the support that you would normally have. Notice those behavioral changes, the physical changes that you're having in your body, to kind of recognize that this is really getting to me.
And so if you notice those things, because I think a lot of those things that you're describing are physical, and a lot of us can tell, wow, like I feel different. What are some of the things that actually would work pretty quickly in the moment to try to get yourself out of that a little bit?
So I find, and research has shown to be something to be very helpful, is the practice of mindfulness meditation, which is to do some deep breathing. And it's not quite that simple, but to do some deep breathing and to notice and be really present in the current moment without judgment of what it is. So right now I'm in my body and my chest feels tight and I feel overwhelmed. But right now in this moment, whatever I'm thinking about in the future or the past, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the might happen in the future, what I've got right now is now. And I'm in my chair and I feel myself here, and to breathe and really bring yourself into the moment without, and trying to keep yourself from letting your mind wander and to get back into those obsessive ruminative thoughts. So to answer your question about the right now, I think that's so important and so useful.
You know, Doctor, one of the things that I think a lot of us depend on to keep ourselves centered is the one thing we're told not to do right now, which is be around our friends, be around other people. Yes. So is it a good enough substitute to use things like computers, even if you can see somebody, you know, on the other side of a computer line? Without that human contact, does it serve the same purpose? And if not, what else can we do?
Well, it's better than nothing. That's certainly true.
Yeah.
It's so important to be both connected and disconnected right now, to reach out to people you trust, who are supportive, nurturing, caring, people you can go to that help you feel better and guide you through this. And the disconnect part is to be mindful of things like social media, where people are posting things that really may or may not be true, things that are just really scaring you. So even if you're talking to them on the phone, people who are just cranking up your anxiety and fear. and try to get your information from a reliable, dependable source, a media outlet without a political agenda or a sensationalistic agenda that's really just really scaring you, but to find a source that you trust and to limit your exposure to that so that you're not spending all day long, every day, hearing these things and seeing the images and just going over and over and cranking up, but to schedule maybe 15 or 30 minutes twice a day so you package it and you get the information that you need. We need to be informed, but we don't need to be overwhelmed and just constantly bombarded with it. It's not changing anything. We have to get to a point of accepting that here we are. It's not the hand we wanted, but it's the hand we've got right now, and how are we going to play it? What's in our control? What can we do to help get through this right now and to approach it from that perspective?
I'm going to make the pitch for talking to people about it. Somebody that I'm you know, pretty social and total extrovert and have a lot of friends, and it's amazing that once you admit to your friends that you're feeling anxiety and feeling stress and having a hard time with it, it's amazing how many other people will admit to you that they're feeling the same. And I think it's that not feeling alone part that really goes a long way.
Absolutely. I will validate your anxiety. It's an anxious time. It's an anxiety-inducing time. And if somebody tells you they're not anxious at all, they're either not paying attention or they're not being honest with you or themselves. I'm not saying, you know, be terrified and frightened and to live in catastrophe and catastrophic thinking. We don't know what's going to happen, and hopefully this is going to get much better as we get on the other side of it. But to really be open and be honest and let those emotions out. Otherwise, you are going to feel it in your body. You are going to feel overwhelmed, have panic attacks and nightmares and sleep disturbance, all that stuff. That doesn't have to happen. We are in this together. We don't have to be in it alone. If you have people who you're connected to, a friend, a family member, a therapist, whoever that might be, please reach out and share this. They're going to feel the benefit of it as much as you are.
Excellent. Well put. And Dr. Robert Bright, again, is with us from the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona. And Doctor, we've been talking about this a lot in terms of people who don't normally have to, you know, go the extra mile to manage stress and anxiety. But what about the people who do? I mean, if ever there were a trigger, it would seem like this is the one. So if somebody under normal circumstances is maybe taking medication or seeing a therapist or maybe both to control anxiety and depression, what do they have to do now in a time like this where everybody else is in that same boat with them?
Well, first of all, I'd say that with the social separation that we're having, it's important to guard against social isolation and to reach out and to call your therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed, to let your provider know that if you're in distress or in trouble. It's really easy, I think, during a time like this to start drifting when you're by yourself and to lose the daily structure of the day and your schedule for taking your medications, and to sort of drift into the sense of hopelessness or helplessness or I don't have the energy or I'll just skip it today or maybe I don't really need to take that medication, I'll be all right. It's really important to kind of work against that and to take care of your mental health just as you would your physical health. To set reminders on your cell phone or put little sticky notes around the house to remind you to take the medicines. If you have a new and uprooted kind of routine, maybe to tie the medications to something else in this new routine. Put it next to your toothbrush and take it in the morning and at night when you brush your teeth, or tie it to the meal or those kinds of things. This is not the time to stop your medication. This is a time to be on your medication that has been helping you all along. And if you're really getting in trouble and you're having thoughts of self-harm or you're not feeling safe, then please, by all means, reach out to your therapist or your doctor. Reach out to the National Suicide Hotline or local warm lines that are in place in different states and municipalities where you can call and just talk to somebody, share your distress, and get some guidance on resources for care. Don't do this by yourself. There are resources out there to help you.
I want to talk a little bit more about those resources for just a second. For people who might be experiencing this kind of stress and anxiety for the first time in a while, who don't have a therapist already, I think this might be a tough time to try to find one and to build a relationship with a new one. What are some of those resources where people can turn to get help if they don't have a therapist?
You know, a place that I really recommend right now, and I have no connection with them or relationship with them, but I think it's a great resource during this time of us being separated in our own homes, is called cyberguide.org, P-S-Y-B-E-R-G-U-I-D-E, www.thebrainfog.org. And it's an online resource for people to direct them to different smartphone apps or online sites that help with the treatment and management of anxiety, depression, guided mindfulness-based meditation, relaxation skills. It's just a great resource when you don't have a therapist, can't reach that person, that you can do from your own home. You know, another great resource is the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. They have a great website with resources, and Mayo Clinic has some resources as well from our Office of Patient Education, and the Mayo Clinic News Network has some great resources that you can get to online for assistance. And I already mentioned that National Suicide Hotline.
And I'm checking out that cyberguide.org website right now. It looks very extensive. We're going to roll through that a little bit more. And in the meantime, we'll send folks to the Mayo Clinic's online resources to check out more information there as well. And Dr. Robert Bright, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I think we all feel a little better right now.
Oh, that's very kind of you. It's my sincere pleasure. You take care.
You do the same.
And stay healthy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.